Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Lord looked on the plain below and abruptly changed the subject. Not now, come up to me, Exodus 24:12, but go, get down, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. Chapter 32, verse 7. After describing the shameful scene, he said, quote, "Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation." Verse 10. There's an offer most people would find hard to refuse. How about your own nation? It didn't interest Moses in the least. Because these were his friends? No way. They grumbled, doubting his wisdom and care, almost stoning him once. God says, "Let me alone." In other words, move aside, Moses. Let me at them. Wait a minute. 6 feet of clay standing between God and the people? If you're giving me a choice, says Moses, I won't move. Then he preaches the sermon of his life. It has 3 points. The Lord had said, quote, "Your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt." But, says Moses, "Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power?" Verse 11. Second, your purpose will be questioned. Why should the Egyptians claim, quote, "He brought them out to harm them," verse 12? And third, remember your promise to the patriarchs, verse 13. Note he doesn't say, "These nice folks deserve another chance." No, he preaches the character of God to God. And, quote, "The Lord relented from the harm which he said he would do to his people," verse 14. So, whose will was done that day? Why, God's will was done. He was looking for an intercessor who felt the way he did about those sinful people, and found one in Moses, just as he has found one for us in Christ.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.